Sunday the 2nd of August, Yud Aleph Menachemov, Rabbi Yehoshua Hartman, Aseres Hadibros.
Okay, Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Thay. Just since yesterday we read the Aseres Hadibros, we learned it, so let's just focus on a few points from the Torah of the Maharal. Aseres Hadibros is on Yud Ches Elul. I don't know if today is Yud Bes Av or not Yud Bes Av, but I know that Yud Ches Elul will be 400 years for the Ptira of the Maharal. And the whole world will be involved in the Maharal. So maybe we'll, lichvodze, we'll say a few points here. Okay. So the first dibur, as anoichi Hashem Elokecha, asher hotzisicha me'eretz Mitzrayim b'beis avadim. So, is this a mitzvah? Is it not a mitzvah? Is the Kodesh Baruch Hu saying or something? What's he saying? Shalom Aleichem, I'm God. What's your name? What is Anichi Hashem Elokecha? So it's a machlekes rishonim, right? The Bahag learns it's not a mitzvah. It's just really saying a fact, I'm Hashem. But the Rambam and the Ramban learn that it is a mitzvah. What is the mitzvah? La'amin she'yesh Eloka. That's Lashon HaRambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Or Leida she'yesh Eloka. That's Lashon HaRambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs. In Yad HaChazaka. So then the question is though, so if it is a mitzvah, why isn't it written as a commandment? If you compare it to the other nine, it's a clear difference. The second one's lo yelcha limachem. It's a commandment. Lo tisa shem Hashem lukech lashav. Zocho yisim hashav asakachoy. Kaber asabicha ve'asimecha. They're all commandments. How come the first one's not written as a commandment if it is a mitzvah? According to the Bahag, that it's not a mitzvah, fine. But according to the Rambam and the Ramban, that it is a mitzvah, so why wasn't it written as a mitzvah? You know, it's called in English the Ten Commandments. Where's the commandment here? So this is a question that the Maharal asks in Tiferes Yisrael Perek Lametes. And let's go a little bit into what he's saying. The one point for today, we'll start with this. Why is, now you cannot answer, well, you cannot command an emuna. Meaning, the question again is, why doesn't it say, Tamin she'esh eloka, or Teda she'esh eloka? Why not? So the Chora, our first response will be, well, you can't command on it, or you have it, or you don't. Again, that's not true. First of all, it is a mitzvah at the end of the day. Secondly, how could a Kodesh Baruch Hu command an Ava? The Ahavtas Hashem Elokecha? Elama, you could do all kinds of deeds to bring it about. So Huadin to Yediyah also, and Emuna. So why isn't it written as a Lashon Tzivui? So the Maharal says a very Kishmak Alongus over there at the Ferris Berg Lamotet. The only mitzvah in the world, Emuna, is fulfilled in a different way than the other 612. Why? The other 612, why? We put out the phone this morning. Why? Because it says, Ukshatam lo yisal yodecha. So as a result of the mitzvah, we went and did the fulfillment. So what is the sequence? First was the commandment, which was followed by the fulfillment. Every mitzvah is like an arrow saying, go ahead and do this. Right? So all mitzvahs, ain't a chinami. Why do we take a lulav and an abamini matzukis? Because it says, ulekech lemachem. So it says this tzibui, and then we went ahead and did it. In the munah, it never works that way. Nobody could say, you know how come I am amin? Because I was told to believe. Amin Hashem Lekecha. Why not? Because if a person Chas Hashem is not a mind, so who's talking? All other mitzvahs, by definition, are stage two. Stage two means, once there's a boss, the boss can tell you what to do. But in Munah is, we're dealing on stage one. Who says there's a boss? So you should know there's a boss. So the mitzvah of Emunah is never fulfilled as a result of the tzivui. And the other 612, that's how they're done. There was a commandment, which is the av, and then comes the telada, which is the kiyum. Not so by Emunah. By Emunah, it's always the other way around. First, you feel it, the Emunah, and then as a result, you hear the tzivui. But it's never done in a way, here, go do this, And now, as a result, you go ahead and do it. It's never done that way. It's always a kiyum of mimela. Meaning, once I already mekayem the mitzvah anyway, now I hear a Kodesh Baruch Hu talking to me. So therefore, it's always written as a given. Because you always approach it as a given. Right? Meaning, once you have it anyway, now you can hear it. So therefore, since the tzibui really comes always in stage two, not in stage one, by emuna, so it's not written as, now go ahead and do it. I did it already. So it's given to you as a given. That's what the Maharal says in the first paragraph of that. So at the hair of the Maharal. We find the same phenomena elsewhere. The Ten Commandments are known that they're parallel to the Ten Amars, the Ten Utterances. And also over there you have the exact same phenomena. Bidiyuk. Namely, the other nine, the left are Vayomer, 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 Vayomer. Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or is number two. Vayomer Elokim Yikavu Hamayim Umokamechon, etc., etc. The first one, there's no Vayomer. What is the first one says the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah? Breishis. Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Beis. Breishis Nami Mamaru. So how come it doesn't say Vayomer? What was created with the word Breishis? Says the Gemara. Zman. It fits into the word. Breishis means in the beginning. In the beginning, that means you're speaking in a realm of time. Fine. So how come doesn't say Vayomer Elokim Yehi Zman? Like it says the other nine. So even before we answer, we see it's B'yuk, the same phenomena. That the first one compared to the other nine is more ambiguous and not so clear. What's Anachi? A commandment or not? I don't know. What's Breishis? A mimer or not? I don't know. The other nine, by the Dibros and by the Mamars, are perfectly clear. Not the first ones. And both. Why? How come it doesn't say, Bayom Elokim, Yehi Zman? The Hasidim say that you know what was created with the word Breishis? Letters. The Oisius. It's written way before Hasidim, don't worry. Breishis, and they say, but Hasidim add, Breishis Bora Elokim Es Aleph Taf. I mean, all the letters from Aleph Taf. So again, the question will be, how come it doesn't say, Bayom Elokim, Yehi Oisius? Why not? And the answer is the same phenomena, the same expression, exactly. The same bidiyuk. Why? Whenever there's a mimer, right, that means already that there's letters. Because what do you say a mimer with? You need letters. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with letters. So whatever you said by Yomer, that means there's letters there. Right? And it's also a sequence of letters. One letter after another forms a word. It forms a word. It forms a reality. So that means every time you say a Vayomer, you're in stage two. Because you're building upon letters and time. Because the sequence of the letters is what makes the word. But when I'm speaking about stage one, let there be time. Or when I'm speaking about let there be letters. So I can't use the terminology of klisheni if I'm speaking about klivision. Once it was done, I hear it. Therefore, you can't, the same explanation. Therefore, you can't say Vayomer on the first one, like you can't have a Tzibui on the first Dibur. Because Emuna is stage one, and every Tzibui means stage two. Zman, every Mimer is stage two, and Zman and letters are stage one. So how could you speak about stage one in the terminology of stage two? You cannot. That's a common treatment in an ambiguous way. The same phenomena. Okay. Let's go right there. The Abba Manel points out
that if you look at the Dibras, the first five is the Seder. Here we have it here in front of us.
Anochi lo ya, that's Mahshava. And then Lo Tisa and Zohar is Dibur. Lo Tisa is an oath and Zohar is Kiddush. And Kabed is Maisa. So what is the order? Machshava, Dibu, Maise. And what is it on the other side? Pumfaket. Lo tirzach, lo tinam, lo tignov is Maisin. Lo ta'ane b'reacha, don't be a false witness, is Dibur. Lo tachmod, you shouldn't desire, is Machshava. So point out, Abba Manel, why is the order faket? Why is the order the other way around? In the first side, Seder Advarim is Machshava, Dibu, Maise, and the other side, Maise, Dibu, Machshava. Says the Bavanel, that the first tzad, as we all know, is Ben Adam Lamakom. And the second tzad is Ben Adam Lechaveho. And each tzad, the Torah is starting, Minakal Elakoven, or from the Pashit to the Mechudosh. When we're speaking about Ben Adam Lamakom, everybody understands that it first is the heart. In Eretz Israel, it's very commonly found that a secular Jew will come over and tell you, Anidati Balev. Anidati Balev. I'm from in my heart. That everybody understands. The chiddush is it even has to reach your dibur. And the bigger chiddush is it has to reach also Maisa. Your relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu starts from Machshava, goes over to dibur, and ends with Maisa. And Ben Adam Lechavero, it's really the opposite. Everybody understands that you cannot do anything, an action against your friend. But to say something? No. To think in my heart? It's even a bigger chiddush. So that's to come on this side, it goes the other way around. Look, the poshet is maisim, therefore lotirtzach lotina plotigna for maisim. The bigger chiddush is, it reaches also dibur. And the bigger chiddush at the end is, it's even in the lev. I remember once I was going on the bus from Chadera to Yerushalayim. Then I was studying in Itri Chadera, and sat next to me again. It's about 2.5 hour drive from Chadera. And we saw the shmos. He was a non from Joe, but he said the first thing in the beginning, Ani dati balev. Al tachshav shani lo dati. Ani dati balev. Okay, we spoke on for a while. We're very gishmaki in. Then he asked me towards then, Ata olech l'tzava? You go to the army? I was in Shilvachat. You go to the army? I say, Ani chayal balev. Ata dati balev. Ani chayal balev. I'm a soldier balev. So no, there you go. Dati balev, yes. Chayal balev, no. Zera masvik. Yeah, the Arabs are coming, what are you going to do? But he's echoing this idea of the Babalel. Dati, everybody understands, that's balev. Doing things, Ben Adam L'Chaveo, that for sure everybody understands that it has to be a Maisa first. Maza Chayal balev. Thank you, Zedavah. Okay? Fine. Rabbi said the next Dibur is... Why? Kel Kana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a jealous God. So says the Ramban in Parshas Yisrael, in the name of the Rambam, he brings it from the Moreh Nevuchim, and he points out that the word Kina by HaKadosh Baruch Hu is said only in reference to Avodah Zarah. Quote through the whole Tanakh, it says a few times HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a jealous God, only in reference of Avodah Zarah, of idol worshipping. Not regarding anything else. That's what the Rambam says in Moreh Nevuchim. The Ramban agrees. He agrees. And then he says, but I have one reservation to make. It's only by Avodah Zarah of Yisrael. But by Avodah Zarah of Umas Olam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also very unhappy with, but there's no concept of Kina there. That's what the Ramban adds. And he compares it to what it says in Parshas Soita, when Aisha is Mazat, it says, V'avar alav ruach Kina, v'kina is Ishto. So Kina is only by Yisrael. That's what the Ramban says. Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you say about what it says in Parshas Bereishis that Lemech had two children? One was called Cain, and one was called Tuval Cain. And says Rashi, and the Pasuk says, Hu haya avi yoshev oel umikne. Batel adadat Yaval. One was called Yaval, and one was called Yuval. You know, I get mixed up with the names of my children. One's called Yecheska, one's called Mashiana, and I get confused between them. Here's Yaval and Yuval. That's a tough call. But anyway, I'm pretty close. Yaval and Yuval. Hu haya yoshev oel umikne. L'chur Pashim Shalizi was the first Bedouin. Says Rashi, went here for 1 month, and then went there for another month, etc. Says Rashi's second shot. That's shot number one. Umed Rosh Agada. You know what this fellow was? Boine batim lavoidas ililim. He was a builder for, he was an idol worshipper. Kumota at Omar, semal hakina hamekane. The word mikne has to do with the word kina, and kina, as we know, has to do with Avodah Zarah. So this fellow was the oivet Avodah Zarah. So, and he wasn't a Jew. And it says kina there. This will be a kasha in the Ramban, but it's not because Kodem Matan Torah, we're all called the human race, and then there's no chiluk between a yid and a goy. I'll give you a raya to that. The word re'eu always means to exclude. It's your fellow Jew. Ki gach shol ish et shol re'eu. It's coming to exclude a shol k'nagi, says the Gemara in Baba Kama. It's coming to exclude a goy. Yeah, absolutely. What about the pasuk v'sha'al ish me'et re'eu? Who's the re'eu over there? Mitzrayim. And they're going. Says the Rabbeinu Bechaya on the spot. Tell me another Ramban. What does he say? Kodem Atentara Kulam Reim Lohuim. They're all one. So therefore the word Kina is said regarding the whole human race. After Matan Torah, it's preserved and kept only for Israel. That's what comes out according to this Ramban. But on that Pasuk, where it said the Maral says that Yisoid of Yishev Olu Mikneh, and as far as I know, it's the only time that the Maral gets so excited from his own Dvar Torah. And he says, Bezel Dovol Gadol, Yisod Gadol, Umafteach Gadol. All three. On the word I'm going to tell you now. So I would like to share it with you. He says, "V'zeu not Dovol Gadol, Zeu Yisod Gadol, Umafteach Gadol, V'Shonish Gadol." All three. And one little stickle. What does he say there? He's coming to answer the question of the Rabbi Noam Mizrahi. The Gurari that the Maal wrote was always referring to Rabbi Noam Mizrahi, regardless if you mention them by name or not. He's coming to, what do you mean, Mikneh means Mekana? That's what Chazal said? Poya v'yishev ol u'mikneh? Mikneh means Mekana. Really? Mikneh is with a hey at the end. Mekana is with a aleph at the end. How do you get confused between these two words? Mikneh, the mem has a chirik. Mekane, the mem has a shva. Again, how'd you compare it? That's what Rabbi Mizrahi asks. He says, maybe Chazal had a sefer Torah, that by them it said Mekane, Mikneh with the aleph at the end. That's what he says. Rabbi Mizrahi. Says the Maral, let me tell you pshat. And you should use this in all verses of Chazal, al derech zeh. And Rabbi said, really, the Maral himself in the Gurai says it more than 30 times, and you could say it over 100 times. He says like this. Chazal say, Ein mikra yaitse midei pshuta. There's two ways to understand this, Maram of Chazal. It's a Gemara in Yevamos. One Maram is that you could say whatever you want, but leave a little corner for a pshat also. There has to be a pshat to this pasuk as well. And you want to add, sorry, we'll say, thank you. You want to add drushes, bevakasha. But don't forsake the pshat. Leave a little corner for pshat as well. The Maral doesn't like that. The Maral learns, ein mikra yotze midei pshuta means, thank you, tada rabba. Shkech. Baruch atah Adonai Melech Haolam, shehakol nivro. The Maral means everything has to be connected to pshat. He gives a mushel of a tree with a root that has a trunk, that has branches, that has leaves, fruits, but they're all connected to the root. The moment that one of these components will not be connected to the root, that component will die. Everything has to stem from the pshat. And mikra yotzei midei pshuta doesn't mean only give a little corner to pshat. Whatever you say has to go back to pshat. Anything. The shibi panim latera? Wonderful. They all go back to pshat. So what do the drushes then mean? Says the Maral, the word drusha doesn't mean like we understand today, a drush, or gazapta drush, which means, a veltel. It means, drusha means lidrush velachkol, to investigate and to go into omek pshat. How is that done? So he says like this. The Torah is Dvar Hashem, so it's perfect. The Torah asks us to say the best word possible. If the Torah uses the word which is the second best, not the first best, so that means the Torah is winking to you. You know, like people wink to each other. In what direction shall I interpret this wink? Here comes another cloud, which says, Loshon Neufel Aloshon, and look at this word and see that it's alluding to another word. Not that it is the other word. But it's alluding to another word. For example, here it should have said, Hu haya v'yashev oil v'tzon. Mikneh, we want to say he dealt with cattle. Cattle is tzon. Why are you saying mikneh, which could be a broader expression? So why didn't the Torah use the best word? The best word would have been tzon. The Torah is winking to me. The Torah wants me to understand that something else is happening here. In addition to the tzon. What? Mikneh. What should mikneh remind me? It rings a bell. Mikneh sounds like Mekana. That's enough. Loshen noy for loshen. Chazal never meant that the word Mikneh is Mekana. But that's it all.
the word mikneh is mikneh. But if the Torah would have meant only mikneh, then the Torah would have said the word son, which is more accurate. Why did the Torah use a word which is kumsi kumsa? To allude to another word which I could only allude to through the word mikneh, not through the word son. What is it? You know what he did with these sheep? He was an idol worshiper. But it remains sheep. It remains mikneh. And mikneh remains mikneh. Just if it would have meant only mikneh, it would have meant written son. It's alluding to the word mikaneh. Now the word mikneh and mikaneh, they rhyme. That's enough for me. Not that the word mikneh is mikaneh. This is a hay, this is an olive. Who cares? As long as it rhymes. You know, Menachem Begin, the Prime Minister of Israel, when he came to America the first time as a Prime Minister, so Time Magazine, they're not our friends, had a cover story about Menachem Begin before he came. And they wrote about him, Begin rhymes with Fagin. Who's Fagin? Vern what?
Shakespeare.
No, not Shakespeare. And he's a terrible guy. And everybody was very upset. You want to find a word that Begin rhymes with? You got to say Dafka Fagin? It's an anti-Semitic shtuch. That's what it is. When Menachem Begin came to Kennedy Airport, he just landed. He had a press conference there. And he said, I'm very happy to come to a big friend, America, And my name is Menachem Begin. And it does not rhyme with Begin. That's what he said. So, B'mechilas Kloidoy, it does rhyme. Begin, Begin. Listen, Begin, Begin. It rhymes. Eimalasot. He could say, I have nothing to do with Begin. I am fine. But to say it doesn't rhyme, it does rhyme. Eimalasot. And that's what the Maral is saying here also. Mikneh reminds you of the word Mekaneh. That's enough. But Chazal never meant that you uproot the pshat. The pshat remains. Just take it a step further. He says, "V'zehu yisod gadol u'mafteach gadol v'shorosh gadol l'avin dimrei chachamim." For example, Rabbi Yisrael, you know how many times you could use this word tomorrow? Even the Maral himself doesn't say it. I'll give you an example that just comes to my mind now. Vayichad Yisrael kol ha'toiva asher osa Hashem l'Yisrael. So says Rashi, what does Vayichad mean? Pashup Shad, Vayismach, says Rashi. He was happy. He was happy. And Dovah Achel, from here you learn you shouldn't say anything derogatory on a goyim in the presence of a ger even after 10 generations. Nasap so chidudin chidudin, he had goosebumps on the mapola of the mitzvah. It hurt him that the mitzvah got such a mapola. So without the Maral's approach, how do you understand what does Vayichad mean? Chidudim, chidudim. He had goosebumps because the mitzvah got such a mapola. Very good. Let's read the pasuk. Vayichad Yisrael al kol ha'toiva asher osa Hashem l'Yisrael. So how does the goosebumps fit into here? It should have said Vayichad Yisrael al kol ha'roa asher osa Hashem l'Yisrael. Al kol ha'toiva asher osa Hashem l'Yisrael. How does that fit into the goosebumps? Maybe you come with a yeshiva shetham. Al kol ha'toiva asher osa l'Yisrael mental chesed the mitzvim that got the mapola. That the Torah could call a spade a spade. So what do you do? It's a kasha. You know how many kashas we have like this in Russian Chumash? I'm not exaggerating, hundreds. Hundreds. And here comes the Yisrael of the Maral. Chazal never meant to say that Vayichad means only chidudim, chidudim. They never meant that. Is that pshuta shenikra Vayichad chidudim, chidudim? For sure not. Vayichad means, even in the eyes of Chazal, Vayismach, from the word chedva. Hi, but if it would have meant only simcha, what should the Torah write? Vayismach. Such a common word. Vayismach. Vayichad says only once. Elamai, so it's referring, the Torah is winking. I'm telling you, Vayichad. But I'm saying not Vayismach, but Vayichad, because I want to allude to another word, which Vayismach will not allude to. And Vayichad will. What is that? Chidudin, chidudin. Namely, if you would have done an ultrasound in the stomach of Yisro, you would have saw he was happy, but not 100% happy. You know, sometimes a person's happy, but there's some kind of corner there that makes him not that happy. That's what the Torah is saying. Yisro was happy, but not 100% happy. 93% happy. What happened to the other 7%? Since the mitzvah got such a mapola, his simcha wasn't complete. But not that Chazal meant only chidudin, chidudin. Impossible.
This is a yisoid that's good to remember, because again, as you see, the Ma'al himself gets so excited about it, and it really comes in handy and many, many times. That you think Chazal are replacing the pshat. They're not. The pshat remains. But in addition to the pshat, they're adding another dehel. He was happy, but not 100% happy. He worked with cattle, but you know what he did with his cattle? He did Avodah Zarah. Okay. I'll give you one more example for this yisoid. Ulishmael Shmaticha, right? Again, the Ma'al doesn't say it over there, but we could use it. Avraham Avinu was told, Yitzhak will be, I'm going to give you Yitzhak. He says, hey, what about Yishmael? I want Yishmael. Sarai Yishtachar Yilad Ben Ushmo Yitzhak. And what about Yishmael? Do Yishmael Yichel Efanecha? So he tells him, Ulishmael Shmaticha. Hakadosh Baruch Hu tells him, I heed your request. Hinei Berachti Yoto. Vehi Fureti Yoto. Vehi Rubeti Yoto. Be-ma'od, ma'od. Where else does it say in the term ma'od, ma'od? It says it another time, right? What? I'm sorry? Tova ha'oretz ma'od, ma'od. My head's wrong. Good. If I told me ma'od, ma'od, the billion Muslims that live in the world, go to the city, you'll see a part of them, it's from this pasuk. Ma'od, ma'od. Shnemasar nesim yolid, unesativ legoy godol. What a bracha. Says Rashi in the Pasuk, Shnei Masar Nesim. Says Rashi, you know what Nesim means? Ka'ananim yichlu. They'll evaporate like clouds. Come on, Nesim v'ruach. It's a Pasuk in Mishlei. Nesim v'ruach v'geshemayim. So let's read the Pasuk. We're giving here a bracha to Avraham Avinu. And Avraham Avinu loves Yishmael very much, like the Ramban explains around the spot. So because both of them, don't worry about Yishmael. He'll evaporate like clouds. That's what Yishmael was there? That's what Avraham Avinu was there? How does that fit into the pasuk? Look at the whole pasuk. Ulishmael Shmaticha, hinei beirachti yoto, v'yifreti yoto, v'yirbeti yoto. Be'maod maod. Shnei masar nesim yolid. And then, later it says, unisativ legoy godol. So is this a bracha or a cloud, Yishmael? Bracha. So how does it say in the middle that will evaporate like clouds? Because that's what Chazal said. Rashi brings it on the spot. Ka'ananim yichlu. So in the middle of the bracha, pshashtoch has such a klala. Again, without the approach of the Ma'al, it's a good kasha. And again, there's so many times you can ask this question, which is, just reread the pasuk over again, and you'll see it doesn't work. Right? There's always four stages in every Rashi. In short, what's Rashi's question? What's Rashi's answer? It's two. Number three, read the pasuk over with Rashi's new insight, and see how it fits in. And four is what idea can you take over me? So at stage three, when you reread the pasuk over, it doesn't make sense. But here it comes again. Bevadai nisim means kipshutai. Shvatim, tribes, also called nisim. That's what it means. But if it would have meant shvatim, the Torah would have said shvatim. Why did the Torah use a funny word called nisim? There's another, so the Torah is winking to me. Winking in another way to understand the word nisim. Here it's not only Lashon Nefer and Lashon, it's the same word. In Hebrew, one of the ways to call a clouds are Nesim. And Rashi makes the pasuk, Nesim Ruach, I guess you mean. So man, the point is like this. Akash Boch is telling Avraham Avinu, I'll give him a bracha. You should know, but I'm not saying Shvatim. I want you to understand, they're not going to live here forever. As long as Olam Hazeh exists, that's how long they're going to live. From Yishmael's point of view, that's called a bracha. Call you Yishmael, and it has to do because the word Shevet always means eternity. Gemiri did not call Yashivta. The Gemara in Yeshnachlein. Shvatim live forever. Over here, Kodesh Baruch Hu did not mention the word Shvatim. Rather, instead, mentioned the word Nesim. So he still means Shvatim. But they don't have the koyach that a Shevet has. They're going to be like clouds. Namely, they're not going to last forever. They won't have the cloud of Gemiri did not call Yashivta. At the end, they will be Kalia. Kananim Yichlu, that's Lashon Rashi. But it means, in the reference, and compared to Shvatim, then they're going to be like clouds. Shvatim will be L'Netzach, L'Netzach, L'Netzachim, meaning the local Yeshivta, what's called Bris Shvatim, and that they won't have. So compared to them, it's called Kananim Yichlu. But they're going to be Kol Od Yimei Olam, and Olam Hazeh will be for 6,000 years, who knows how many years. For Yishmael, that's enough. But only once I understand that I got to compare it to Pshutai, I understand what Rashi's saying. But otherwise, if I uproot the pshat and replace the pshat with the drash, you'll encounter many, many problems. That's this Nakuda. Rabbi, I want to conclude with one little quick question that someone asked me. I want to conclude maybe with a kasha, then I'll change it because I see we don't have time. A kasha that Rabbi Roberts asked me. Rabbi Roberts Shlita. It's known Kibbutz Av V'Em appears on which side of the Luchas? Ben Adam L'Makom. The Minchas Chiruch Mitzvah Lamed Gimel has a suffix. Is Kibbutz Av a Mitzvah Ben Adam L'Makom, or is it Ben Adam L'Chaveo? Nafkimina. If you have to ask Mechila on every Yom Kippur. Again, we're speaking that not the parents were upset. If they're upset and disappointed, so of course you've got to ask Mechila like anybody else. But let's say the parents are very happy with you. You know you could have done a better job. So do you have to go ask Mechila on Erev Yom Kippur from the parents, or it's enough tshuva and Yom Kippur? Says the Minchas Chinuch, it's totally on this question. If it's called Ben Adam L'Makom, so then you don't have to ask Mechila. If it's called Ben Adam L'Chavero, you do. Ask Rav Pinchas Roberts, how could the Minchas Chinuch entertain the possibility that Kibud Av is a mitzvah Ben Adam L'Makom? And again, it's a little bit proven from the fact that it's on the right side. So how come the Gemara says, Ab Shemochel HaKvodah HaKvodah Mochel? You weren't conditioned enough Lamed Beis? Could you be Mochel the Kovod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You could only be Mochel your Kovod. Rab Shemochel HaKvodah HaKvodah Mochel, because it's called Kerasai. Melech Shemochel HaKvodah and Kvodah Mochel. Why? Because it's not his Kovod. It's the Kovod of Am Yisrael. So if it's the Kovod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how much more so? So how could you say that a father could be Mochel the Kovod? It's not his reshus to be Michael. Since it's called Ben Adam L'Makom, also, as proven from the Luchas, so how could a father be Michael? He's not buying him on a Kodesh Bochus cover. That's what he asked. Eyes in the kasha. So since we don't have time, we're going to leave it here. We'll leave it here. By saying message. Think it over. I think there's a teretz, but it's a gavaldik kasha. Okay, so we'll stop here.